Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Welcome back, Lamar. Lamar Jackson, the reigning NFL MVP, returning to action after a 15-day layoff, and he was given a big boost by his defense.
First down, Dalton's pass tipped and intercepted on a deflection.
Patrick Queen comes up with it. Jackson with the play action, fires to a wide open. Miles Boykin at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown! And the Ravens turn the turnover into a touchdown just like that.
Jackson threw for 107 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. He also ran for 94 yards and a touch in the Ravens' 34-17 win. Baltimore head coach John Harbaugh was impressed with the team's overall performance.
Great win. Really proud of the guys. Really proud of the fact it's a win that we really, really had to have. I mean, it was a must win. And went out there and got it against a very determined team. Well, the one thing you do know about Lamar, you're going to get everything he's got. You know, and that's really all you can ask for. He's going to give you whatever he has. And it turned out that he had a lot tonight. I'm just impressed with the fact that he was on top of the game plan so well. He'd been studying, obviously, the whole time he's away, and he played a great football game.
As for Andy Dalton, his opposite number, he had 285 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick for the 3-9 Cowboys, who have now lost 6 of 7 and are in last place in the NFC East. As for former Cowboy Dez Bryant, we were hoping to see him on Tuesday night. Instead, he was a late scratch for the Ravens last night. He was pulled from the field during warmups because a COVID test earlier in the day was inconclusive. So he was retested at the stadium, and that test came back positive. No high-risk close contacts were identified, so Bryant was the only Ravens player removed from the game. Now, a quarterback change has been made in Philly. It's something that fans have been clamoring for. They've talked about a lot in talk radio, etc. And head coach Doug Peterson, well, he made it official Tuesday. Carson Wentz will not start Sunday against the Saints. Instead, it'll be rookie Jalen Hurts making his first career NFL start. Hurts went 5 of 12 for 109 yards, a touchdown throw, and an interception at the Packers on Sunday. Here's Peterson explaining the move.
I looked at the whole thing decided that for this week to look for that spark again, to try to get the team over the hump, to try to get everybody playing better, right? And obviously the quarterback position is included there. So that's really the decision that I came to. I think Carson's like all of us right now. You know, he's disappointed. He's frustrated. He's been a professional through it all. You know, he supports his teammates. And that's what you want to see from the leader of the team.
3-8-1 Philadelphia plays host to the NFC's top seed New Orleans, who is 10-2. The Saints clinching a playoff berth for the 4th straight season last week. New Orleans has won 9 consecutive games, the longest active streak in the league. Good luck, Jalen. In Arizona, Larry Fitzgerald was activated from the reserve COVID-19 list Tuesday. Fitzgerald missed the Cardinals' last 2 games. They hit the road in Week 14 to play the Giants in New Jersey on Sunday. A Week 14 kicking off tomorrow with the rematch of the Super Bowl 53 participants as New England takes on the Rams in Los Angeles. Both squads coming off impressive road wins. LA beat Arizona by 10, while the Pats shut out the Chargers 45-0. Patriots quarterback Cam Newton says his team is only focused on leaving Southern California with another victory.
We came out here for business. And we want to take care of that first. And, you know, coach made that loud and clear. And just want to make sure everybody's focused and staying on as close of a routine as we possibly can. A lot of times when people play the game, they get fixated off of statistics, right? And I don't necessarily get fixated off of that statistic. You know, I've said it multiple times. I'm really all about winning.
That's what it's all about, right, Cam? Well, find out who to start, who to sit on your fantasy team by downloading the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast. And oh, be sure to catch Good Morning Football as Peter Schrager breaks down plays like only he can in Cool Plays, Bro. And check out who had the fanciest footwork from Week 13 as Nate Burleson brings us the latest edition of Hope, Draft, Swag. Every time you say that, you have to say it in that tone. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. as his force will have it as well. Well, that's this morning from 7 to 10 Eastern Time, so we'll see you then. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Have a great day, everybody.